What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
I forgot a couple of props, so I was just moving around there. If you're watching, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for permission, perfection, the right time, proof that you won't fail? That's what tonight's show is all about, because we seem to wait for the perfect time or permission to do something. And why? Why are we doing that? So I'm the host here. I am Sandy Bird. You are watching or listening to Emotional Elevator. You are either watching on many other platforms out there, or if you are out there watching and you want to come over and chat in the chat room, come to Inspired Choices Network and come to the chat. But what are you waiting for is tonight's show. And this is almost in a series. So I'm going to go ahead and put that out there, that this show is kind of like, it's going to lead into a couple of more shows, because the next four are kind of like intertwined in each other. But what are you waiting for? Permission, perfection, the right time, proof that you won't fail. How long have you been negotiating with your own life? I'll do it when. When the money is there, when the timing is right, when I feel ready. And what if that never arrives? In this episode, I will challenge the invisible rules shaping your timeline and invite you to ask the only question that matters. If not now, when? Let's step into this elevator and rise. So that's what tonight's show is all about. What are you waiting for? We do a lot of things in our life where we say, I'll do that when, or I can't go for that promotion. I mean, I'm not good enough. All of that, when we are waiting for, is fear, or it's a lack of within ourselves. So think about that. Oh, I'm not going to travel until I retire. How many people say that and then never do it? And why would you wait until you retire? Why don't you do it now? Because if you think there's more abundance, why not do it now? What are you holding off for? See, the thing is when we wait, we're not guaranteed that wait. There's no promise in the wait. What there is promise in the present. Because if you're here watching me right now, we're here. We're together. But if you say, oh, well, 5 years from now, I'm going to start saving money. I'm going to go on that trip I've always dreamed of. How do you know what's going to be around in 5 years? I mean, you might be able to go on that trip in 3 years if we can fly in cars a lot faster. But that comes from a feeling of lack. Oh, I can't do that because I'm not worthy enough. I can't go for that promotion because I'm not confident enough. I'm 50 years old. Why? I can't go back to school. That's crazy. Lack of confidence there. Lack of value within yourself. There's so much that I hear on a daily basis, and I can tell you, I've done it. Where I'll do it when, or next time. So here's my magic wand that I like to have on my show, and I use it with my clients and everything. But if I were to wave the magic wand, what is it you want to do? Just recently, someone has put a post up there about if money wasn't an object, or money didn't exist, or you had all the money in the world, A, would you start your own business? B, would you travel the world? C, would you buy a new house? D, something else? And E. And everyone selected one. And I said, well, if money is no object in any of that, I'm selecting them all. Why not? Like, What am I waiting for? If I have unlimited resources, which we do, what am I waiting for? And that's the thing. We make up excuses because it's our fear. And that's what I like to really work with my clients on, is empowering them. What is it that you want out of life? And what is stopping you? And how can we get you to step over that barrier? Because that is a big thing in life. When we put up these barriers, or these, those wall, as we like to call it, the invisible walls, because we don't believe within ourselves. And when we don't necessarily believe in ourselves, how are we ever going to start believing in ourselves? Because here's the thing, if you say, I'll do that when I have enough money, you're already telling yourself you're never going to have enough money. Or I'll do it when I have time. Oh, I'll get to that when I have time. You're never going to have time because there's this blockage within you that you're feeling. Not enough money. So I'm not worthy. I'm not valued. I don't have time. There's a part of you that's also not feeling worthy or valued, or maybe what you're working on, you don't have that boundary, or you don't have that confidence within yourself to say, I don't really want to do that. So that's why I'm not doing it. That's fear. Or that could be a part of people pleasing. Think about that. What are you waiting for to set those boundaries? There's so many aspects of this one question. What are you waiting for? Could be setting those boundaries, stopping that people pleasing, stopping that substance use disorder, but also stopping you from doing things you desire that bring you joy. Because that is all from a feeling of lack. And I'm telling you don't need to lack anything because it's your life. I can tell you that one of my clients and myself used to have the, well, I don't want to travel without my husband. Or I know a male that I don't want to do that unless my wife wants to do it. But what if they never want to do it? Are you going to stop? Because they're putting up a boundary and you're giving in and people pleasing. So think about that. If you are one who, I want to go see Greece, and your significant other or one of your friends or whatever, whether you're female or male, says, no, I don't really want to. Are you going to sacrifice something within yourself because they don't want to? And why? Because I can tell you out there are so many single trips. Men who want to travel with other men, women who want to travel with other women, retreats. I mean, there's so much gamut of resources out there that if somebody you're with doesn't want to go there, there is somebody you can go with. And I guarantee if it's somewhere nice, you might know somebody who wants to go. But it's your either people pleasing or lack of that feels you can't go. Ooh, I'm afraid to go by myself. Well, afraid is what? A fear. I can't go for that promotion because what if they turn me down? What if they don't? Hello, what if they don't? I've worked with clients who didn't realize the potentials they had within themselves because they lived in the world of lack. Oh, I can't go for that job. Okay. Give me the reasons why you can't go for that job. Well, you know, this, and this. Okay, well, have you done this, and this? Oh, absolutely, I've done. So what's your blockage? What's stopping you? Oh, well, what if I don't get it? Well, what if you do? It's always that flip side, but it's the fear that keeps us down. And I always love the one with traveling. And with doing something that brings you joy. Because when you're giving in to somebody else having to be with you or satisfy that need or urge, or desire, let me say desire, that you have when you're giving in to them not wanting to do it and having that boundary going, no, I don't want to do that. You're people pleasing. That's what people pleasing is. So think about that in your life. How many times do you not do something because you're waiting for that permission or you're waiting for the right time or you're waiting for the abundance to flow in your life? There's always ways around everything. And I can tell you, if you have that inclination to start a business, I have worked with people who that's what they want to do. And now they're thriving because they just stepped out of the fear and stepped into the unknown and stepped into that higher level of frequency or vibration. And now, yeah, was it a struggle in the beginning? Absolutely. But the rewards at the end, priceless. So think about this. If you wanted to travel somewhere and you found a group because maybe, or maybe you found somebody who is willing to travel with you, and maybe you're married or a mother or whatever with somebody, and you found somebody who's willing to travel and you go and you have the best time of your life, you're going to come back and realize, hey, I can do this. I've got power within me that I can stand in at this point. And that's what tonight's topic is about, is what are you waiting for in your life? I can tell you, if you're waiting for the perfect time, for the abundance, for the permission, you're the only one that can give it to you. So think about that. You're the only one that can give yourself permission. You are the only one that can say when the timing is right or wrong. So think about that. The next time there is maybe a position that you want, or maybe it's stepping out and starting a business. The only way you're going to know whether or not you can do it or handle it is if you do it. If you step out of that fear, ooh, what if they don't harm me? Well, you know what? You got an interview, somebody didn't. That speaks high to yourself. Or even if you don't, then you know, hey, there's something I want to work on. Going back and learning something, it doesn't necessarily have to be with a 4-year college, but there are so many courses nowadays that you can take if there's something you want to learn. You don't have to wait. Because, as I will always say, when things you desire and you want, they are going to come to you. And I can tell you with a client of mine, she always wanted to travel. Yeah, but I don't have enough money. Like, I mean, and guess what? When she said yes, she got an interest-free credit card handed to her. And she went on that trip. And now she continuously goes on trips because she realizes, hey, she added that and she let go of the fear. So she's being provided for without it. But that's just one little scenario. I know a lot of people feel like, but here's the thing, when you desire something, the universe always helps you with that desire. And if something comes about, then you can always sit there and say, what can I do different? Or what can I step into? So it is almost time for our first break, but I am Sandy Berg. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And you can find me at sandyberg.com. That's Sandy, SandeeByrd.com. You can find me on all social media platforms as Sandy Berg. But I am a transformational coach and empowerment expert. I help empower people find ways and tools for them to use to empower themselves so they don't have to wait, so that they can do and be who they want to be. Because it's more about, who do you want to be? Do you want to stand up in your power, or do you want to stay in your fear? So if you're enjoying my show, Emotional Elevator, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. And you are listening again to Emotional Elevator. It will help me to get the word out, and I will be very grateful. So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. And like I said, if you're enjoying the show, please search Emotional Elevator and give me a 5-star review on iTunes. It'll help me to get the word out, because I know there's people out here who need to hear this word, and I will be extremely grateful. But tonight's show is, what are you waiting for? And what I talked a lot about is, when we wait and procrastinate and say we're waiting for permission or for perfection, that's out of fear or out of a feeling of lack. Well, I got to wait for money or all these other things, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy enough. That's fear. That's a feeling of lack. And what I help my clients do is step into empowering themselves so that they're not feeling that. Because think about it. If you're with somebody, a spouse, a loved one, whatever, and you say, you know what, I've always dreamed of going to Greece. And I don't know why I'm using Greece. I do know, but Greece. And your significant other, friend, whatever, says, you know what, I don't want to travel across the world. When they're setting that boundary, and you're like, okay, I guess I'm never going to Greece, you're now people-pleasing. Think about that. You are now people-pleasing. They're setting a boundary, and you're people-pleasing. But as I also said in the first part of the show is, there are so many groups out there, so many groups that you could travel with. You don't have to travel alone. And you never know, if you stepped into that uncomfortability, Just think how wonderful it could be if you did. You would face a fear. You would break a cycle. You would gain power. Think about that. But what I wanted to also talk about is something that I've used with somebody. But if you're watching and you saw during the commercials, something caught my attention, and it's a card that I have. And it says, don't postpone joy. And that's exactly what this is about. It's postponing things that fuel your fire, give you joy, your desires, your passion. What is holding you back from that? So something I work with my clients, and I just started introducing it, and I just introduced it with a client because this happened to be a topic. Well, what are you waiting for? And they kept going, you know, this, that, and the other. And I said, when are you going to invite, stop inviting everybody into your life and invite yourself into your life? And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, when are you going to do invitations for your life? And they're like, I don't understand. And I'm like, I want you to go get invitations, go to dollar store, Five Below, any other place, and start inviting yourself into your life. So here's an invitation. I'm going to challenge you to invite yourself to 4 date, time, place in RSVP. And don't make this something 10 years from now, I'm going to go to Greece. No, make it something where next week I'm going to go eat lunch by myself. Or Friday, I'm going to go see a movie. And write this invitation. Get it. There's most of them come with 10, sometimes 25. You can get them cheap. Write yourself invitations. This is something that I kind of did myself. Is one day I saw these and I was like, oh gosh, I never did that party. I'm going to use these for something. And I started inviting myself. I started planning things with myself and inviting myself. So I would put down there, go out to lunch with by myself, Wednesday, 12 o'clock. Place, undecided, RSVP. Gonna do it. And then I started kind of filing them and realizing that this was evidence that I don't need to wait for anything. I can do things by inviting myself and only myself to do them. So think about this. This is a challenge I have for you, is if you need the invitation, reach out to me, sandybird.com, get on a conversation call. I'll send you invitations. We can work with this. You can even go on Canva and make yourself these elaborate, Sandy's inviting herself to, and fill it in. You can invite yourself to your own life and make plans in your own life. And if something like a little invitation is going to help you, go for it. This is just a suggestion, but this was something that I talked to one of my clients about because I did it myself. Nobody told me to do it. I just saw them sitting in my office. I'm like, oh, I didn't have that party. Let me play with these. And I started doing invitations every week. And even if it meant I'm invited to spend the day in bed, I'm invited to sit in silence for 10 minutes. And I started following through with things that I wanted to do because I was inviting myself to be me. And that's why this is so important, is to invite yourself into your own life and put the fears out of your life. Don't invite the fear with you, but invite yourself to do things. And you can go online if Greece, yes, I still got to plan my Greece trip, but Greece is a place. Put it down there. Go online, search it. Okay, there's a trip on such date. Plan it. Because the excitement that you will get from it will outweigh any fear. If you know anything about frequencies and stuff, the frequency of love, gratitude, and joy is here. The frequency of fear is here. So you can squash that. You can get rid of that fear. If you know anything about frequencies. But when all we do is have fear, I'm never going to be good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I don't have enough money. And you live in that level of fear. Your fear is up here. And your joy, love, and happiness is where fear should be. But tonight's show has a lot to do with something, what was I waiting for? And tomorrow, my book, Emotional Elevator, comes out. So if you are watching me on 2/25/26, tomorrow on 2/26/26, my ebook will be $2.99. But my book will be out there. My ebook will be out there if this is a later date. And it's all about the emotional elevator from silence and setbacks to resilience and freedom. Because this book is not only a book, it also can help you see that we can all take moments and bring back the joy and pleasure and desires in our life and stop living in the fear and the past and the trauma. So, and if you are watching or listening to me tonight, join us tomorrow at noon for my launch party. But anyway, what are you waiting for? And next week's show is all about your words are manifesting. And that show is kind of a segue to after this show. It's because these words we use don't realize that they can manifest. We think of manifesting as, oh, I'm going to be abundant and I'm going to be happy and I'm going to find the right person. But your words also can create the abundance from, the manifesting from fear and from regret. So next week's show was leading from this, what are you waiting for, to your words in manifesting, either what you desire or sometimes what you don't desire just from your words. But again, I am Sandy Burr. I am a transformational empowerment coach who is now an author. And I also speak. I am a corporate wellness facilitator that uses Lego Serious Play because I wanted to use Lego Serious Play and laughter yoga to get people to get into their nervous system because I teach people how to regulate their nervous system. So they can live in the world of desire and what they want than in the world of fear and lack of or people pleasing. As I'm a recovering people pleaser, because I also realized that when I was giving in to what everybody else wanted to do, they were setting boundaries. I was people pleasing. But when I stepped into my power and realized that I don't need to have fear, I don't need to lack, because if this is what I desire, I will be provided for in many ways. So again, I am Sandy Berg, and tomorrow you want to realize, or if you're watching my show, maybe a year from now, you'll want to go on Amazon and check out Emotional Elevator. There might not just be one then. There could be a couple. So I am now an offer. I have an offer for you. Come work with me and I will help to empower you or transform your life into living a life where you don't say, what am I waiting for? You say, I'm doing it tomorrow and I'm going to do this and I'm going to write an invitation every day until I don't have to write these. To invite me into my life. Because little things like writing an invitation will help you to live that fulfilled life. So, what is it you're waiting for? What in your life are you waiting for? And how can I help you get over that hump? Take that step, take that leap of faith that you have within you. So again, I am Sandy Byrne. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.